I only fuck married women. It's an addiction, I guess. I mean, I know it's fucked up, but there's just something about burying my face in the horny pussy of some guy's wife that is, oh, so fucking hot. I can't help myself. I've never really had a type, a particular look that I go for. I like blondes, brunettes, redheads, tall or short, petite or curvy, black, white, Asian, big tits, little tits, young moms or older women. As long as there's a ring on her finger, she's fair game to me. I start fantasizing as soon as I see it. What is she like in bed? Does she fantasize about pussy? Does she imagine a woman's tongue while her husband is going down on her? How would my pussy look hovering just over her lips? What does her pussy taste like? Could I make her come all over my face? Does she come easily, or is she going to make me work for it? Does she make a mess, gush, or squirt all over the place? Or are her orgasms more controlled? How tight is she? Will she squeal when I start to stretch her out with my fingers? Will I have to take it slow, or does she like it rough? What's her favorite position? Which one makes her come the hardest? Does she like to be spanked? How about having her hair pulled and a hand wrapped around her throat? Does she do anal? Maybe not with her husband, but for me, just this once. How is she going to look when we're all fucked out and I'm finished with her? When our makeup is ruined, her pussy's sore, and she's coated with my pussy juice. Her face, her tits, her tummy. With my saliva dripping from her cunt. My first time was with one of my neighbors. She was moving in, struggling to manage furniture, boxes, the movers, and her 2-year-old, all at the same time. Hubby had disappeared off to whatever city on a last-minute work trip, leaving her to take care of everything by herself. I honestly didn't intend to fuck her. I didn't plan it. I was just being kind, neighborly. Sure, I checked her out while I was saying hi and volunteered to help. But she was cute. Early 30s, pretty face, perky tits, kissable lips, and her ass looked damn good in her jeans, too. Every girl notices stuff like that. It's in our nature. It's like breathing. We're not even consciously aware we're doing it most of the time. Sleeping with her just kinda happened. We'd spend all day together, moving in their things, clearing space, clearing up, and then moving some of the bigger pieces of furniture where they needed to be. The movers were no fucking help at all, and her daughter was acting up, so I, lent a hand. The two of us ended up chatting, laughing, and getting along like old friends the entire time. There was a little bit of flirting, yeah, but nothing over the top. Just some banter, you know. The kind of stuff that happens when you're in close proximity. Bumping into one another. Hot and sweaty. Anyway, we'd done as much as we could for one day. Finished setting up their double bed so she could at least get a decent night's sleep. Instead of just, you know, throwing the mattress on the floor. She'd put her daughter to bed. We'd both have time to shower, and I offered to pick up some takeout food from this great little Chinese place down the road. I kissed her as soon as I was through the door. It was like a reflex. I just saw her standing there, tired, wet hair, no makeup, in her little sleep shorts and tank top, her nipples poking through the material, and I just did it, and she kissed me back. We made it as far as the sofa before I'd got her top off, my mouth on her tits, my hands on her ass, pulling her into my lap. She was grinding against my thigh and rubbing my pussy through my jeans in no time. It didn't take her long to get me out of them and place her hand over my pussy, rubbing ever so gently. And of course, I found her pussy pretty quickly too. Slipping a hand into her shorts, rubbing her clit, and then working my middle finger into her. She was so fucking wet. I ended up eating her out and grinding my pussy on hers, right there on the sofa, coming all over her as she dug her heels into my ass and came all over my dripping cunt. She had to bite my shoulder to avoid waking her daughter. After that, we ate, totally normally, chatting and watching some crap on TV, as though nothing had happened, and then she asked me to help her christen the bed too. I still remember her licking her way up to my clit and pulling her mouth off of me so she could answer her phone when her husband called to say goodnight. She'd still got her hand on my pussy, though. Her wedding ring slathered in her saliva and my pussy juice while she was rubbing me. She mentioned my name a few times, telling him how helpful I've been, catching him up on what we'd managed to get done. And my pussy throbbed and pulsed each time. And she just smiled and rubbed me faster. It was a long phone call, so I ended up rolling her onto her front, across the mattress, slipping a pillow under her hips, burying my tongue in her cunt, as he was apologizing again for not being there. She did a good job of passing off her moan as a yawn. God, she was so wet. Pushing back against my mouth as I slid my tongue in and out of her, slow and deep. Her pussy clenching each time my tongue wandered and found her rock-hard little clit. We were both so turned on, stifling moans, holding back, right on the edge. She ended up coming almost as soon as she said, "I love you," and he ended the call. And I ate her pussy for the second time, not long after, making sure to finger fuck her through her orgasm. Honestly, it was some of the most exciting sex I've ever had. Not necessarily the most adventurous, but that whole situation with him on the phone was just something else. It was actually a little awkward when I finally got to meet him. I felt kind of bad for the guy when he brought a bottle of wine around to say thanks for helping out. He was nice enough, and we even hung out a few times. Always had a good chat whenever I saw him. Still, I got over the awkwardness pretty quick, fucking his wife in their bed again a couple of days later, and I bumped into her collecting their mail. I found out later it wasn't the first time she cheated on him. There had been some guy for a few months before they were married, and a drunken quickie with another guy from work. After that, she'd been faithful since then, but she was bored. We hooked up once or twice a week for the next couple of years. I even spent the night sometimes when her husband was away. They ended up moving somewhere bigger when she got pregnant with their second. And we only met a few times after that before the baby was born. A couple of afternoons at their new place. A few quickies after work. And a weekend in a hotel room while she was supposed to be visiting her sister. She ended it soon after, and it was kind of the perfect way to say goodbye. No worries, no hurt feelings, just 2 days spent naked, fucking, sucking, and cumming our brains out while her husband was at home looking after their daughter. She taught me that no pussy feels as good as married pussy, and after hers, I've never wanted any other kind. Businesswomen, professional types, are the easiest. Away from home for work. No kids nearby to worry about to ruin our plans. Or walk right in on us as mommy's about to come all over my face. Or with me about to come on her hand while she's kissing me. No chance of hubby getting home early to find his wife's head buried between my thighs. Or the two of us upstairs in their bed with her legs over my shoulders. Or her tits in my face. No friends. Nosy neighbors. Or acquaintances who may spot her flirting with another woman. Notice her inviting her back to her hotel room. Or overhear her getting pleasured all night long. It's almost as if a different set of rules apply when they're traveling. It's okay for them to screw around, eat some pussy, take a strap on, because there are no consequences. They know that it's going to be casual or a one-time only thing. Hubby will never find out about us, so no one gets hurt. Indulge her wildest fantasies. They're not really doing anything wrong. They can cheat with me. De-stress after a difficult meeting. Celebrate after signing a new client, or just having some fun in between flights, letting me fuck them like they've always fantasized about. They could come all over my hands, my face, my pussy, my fingers, as often as they like, and their husbands will never know. I think when they've been married long enough, they really, really want to try out some pussy. Sure, most of them try to persuade themselves that they don't, that hubby will be enough for them for the rest of their life. But once you've been in any relationship for long enough, it's easy to settle into routines. End up feeling taken for granted, or as if you're just going through the motions. The sex gets stale, predictable, boring. I think cheating gives them that sense of excitement again, and cheating with me isn't really fucking some other guy's cock, is it? Something new, something different, something to explore and pleasure and satisfy themselves with. And they do. Once they've had a taste, the ones who fight it are the ones who really like to go wild. They like to show off, prove themselves. Be really nasty for me. It's almost as if they've rediscovered their sexuality or something, remembering that they're a woman, made to be kissed, and touched, and worshipped, to seduce and tease and chase after. And I love drawing that out of them, knowing that they feel good, that they're purely in the moment with me, giving me something that hubby doesn't get anymore. Exciting them in ways that he can't. I love knowing that he's waiting at home, none the wiser, while she's looking up into my eyes, mouth covering my pussy, or just riding my thigh like a greedy little slut. I love that mix of guilt and excitement on their faces the first time that they orgasm. It makes me come so fucking hard seeing it. That moment when reality hits in and they realize what they've done. Sometimes they regret it and try to run away real quick. As though that'll make them feel better somehow. But more often they want to do it again, right after. And I'm only too happy to let them. I like to fuck housewives and soccer moms too. The sweet, wholesome kind. Whenever an opportunity presents itself, they usually take a little more work though. Can be a little harder to get to know, and still harder to seduce. The risk is that much greater for them. Fooling around so close to home, it's just so much easier to get caught. Even a quick fuck usually means having to sneak around, and anything longer takes some planning. And I think that tends to make people think twice, fight against their urges, and worry about the consequences. I have to turn up the charm and put in the time when I want to get into their panties. To tell you the truth, that's why I got into teaching. I hate dealing with teenagers all day, but it's provided so many opportunities. Sure, most of the time I'm marking assignments or dealing with troublemakers after school, but every once in a while I'll have some cute married mom wander into my classroom, wanting to talk about her kids' grades, extracurriculars, or something, and that gives me an in. A chance to chat, flirt, and ask them ever so sincerely if they'd care to volunteer sometime after school or at the weekend. To help out with one of the fundraisers or activities, there's always something for them to do. It's the perfect way to get more familiar. And from there, it's so easy to start teasing them. Flirting's a little harder, getting a little closer, and finally convincing her to stay behind when everyone else leaves so that we can lock the door and have a little fun of our own in my classroom. I get to fuck 3 or 4 of them every year. And not just the occasional weekend hookup. It's easy enough for me to stay late after school to get my pussy eaten, meet them for lunch somewhere, for a quickie, or invite them back to my place to help me make a mess of my bed sheets. Getting to fool around with them while the kids are out of the way, and hubby at work not suspecting for a moment what wifey's up to, or with who. Hell, I've even played host to some last-minute PTA meetings, and a few girls' night out, too, back at my place. Enjoyed a few threesomes every now and then. And don't get me started on the school holidays. There are downsides, too, though. I don't mean getting caught. That happens sometimes. But it's never really bothered me. Most men are too shocked to say a word, so I just get dressed and leave. And then text her later to see if we're still good. No, what I mean is when one of them tries to turn it into something more than it is. More than just a few one-night stands, dirty weekends, or a fuck buddy situation. It happens sometimes, after the nerves and excitement of the first couple of times that they get away with it. Not getting caught. The world not ending when they cuddle up with hubby again. If they don't feel guilty and call things off, or decide to confess everything, then some of them can start to get emotional, intimate, treating it as more than just sex, beginning to get attached and turning into a full-blown affair, even starting to plan a future together. And that's usually my cue to end it. I'm not looking for a wife of my own. I want what I can't have. Some man's wife. I'm looking to fuck her brains out behind his back as many times as I can. I'm looking to make her cheat on him. I don't want her to leave him for me. I don't want to be her happily ever after. I want to be her dirty little girl secret. The mistake that leaves her panties soaking wet whenever she thinks back on it. I want to take her and use her and treat her like the filthy, nasty slut that she truly is, over and over and over again. I want to be the next one that she's fantasizing about while he's pumping away at her, or when she's fingering herself in the shower. I want to fuck her so much better than he ever could. Want to be the one that she sneaks out of the house to meet, the one she cancels plans with friends for. Who fucks her while she's still on the phone with him, or whose pussy she eats when she sneaks away at the Christmas party, the kids' birthdays, or their anniversary. I want to make her scream and beg and come all over me as many times as she can. I want her to wrap her legs around me, dig her feet into my ass, and not let me pull away until her pussy is slick with my orgasm. I want her to do all of the things with me that she never lets him do with her. I want her to tell me I'm a better lay, that she needs my lips, my hands, my tongue, my body, so much more than his. And then I want to send her back to him, exhausted, used, and still coated with her juices, so that he can fuck her, but never satisfy her the way I can. I like knowing I'm a better fuck than their husbands, that they're still willing to betray their vows for my pussy, that they're willing to lie and cheat and sneak around for me. If her pussy isn't off limits, then I'm not interested. It's as simple as that. I don't know if I could ever change. And to be perfectly honest, I don't want to.